they want to go to work tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's right. working at the store tomorrow.
Well, there you go. Like, they'd rather serve the customer than help you with your massive chicken coop.
Yeah, it's really ridiculous. I'll have to send you a picture when it's done.
Well,
but the moral of the story is everybody will be at work tomorrow if y'all want to come pick out a new floor.
Oh,
over there, Prattville Carpet. Y'all are on Cobbs Ford Road, right?
That's right. It's easy to find. I mean, it's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow. The sun's out. It's cool. So why don't y'all come down to Prattville, look around, check out a few samples. The guys will come out and give you that free measurement, which is very, very important. You can take advantage of special financing we have going on right now, which is 18 months. And within a week or two, you got your new floor down. It's that simple.
Well, and with the financing, you can maybe stretch that budget a little more and spring for, like, true like hardwood. My folks had that in our house at County Downs here in Montgomery, and, man, I love that hardwood.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, gorgeous. I mean, it adds value to the home. So you will, it's more like an investment, so you're going to get your money back when you sell the home because it does increase the value. It makes it easier to sell when it's time to do that. But it all starts with a phone call,
285-8117. 285-8117, and y'all are at 2201 Cobbs Ford Road.
And I'll tell you Monday how the chicken comes out.
Yeah, let me know how that comes out.
How many chickens are going to fit in there?
Oh, I can probably put 100 in and also about 14 turkeys in a ostrich if I want to.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
All right.
It's really ridiculous. I didn't know it was going to turn out like this.
Well, Ray, always great talking with you. I'll talk to you on Monday.
Guys, y'all have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Y'all be sure to check out Prattville Carpet again, 2201 Cobbsworth Road, 285-8117. As you just heard, Ray Bowles and his dad, Ronnie Bowles, are proud to own and operate Prattville Carpet. They've helped a lot of people. We got a lot of folks who have called us. Hey, we've used them before. They did great work. More news and views when we come back. Steve Flowers in the house is going to be talking state politics. And have a little fun, too.
Can't wait.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. Definitely feels like February out there today. A chilly day, a breezy day. High temperature up to about 51, but bright sunshine, that helps. Clear, cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 29 by first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, cool sunshine, but a nice day. Saturday's high, upper 50s. Sunday's high in the low 60s. I think we're dry during the day Sunday, but a chance of rain again on Sunday night into Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
A hug, a kiss, and a card were nice, but I'm headed to Marguerite's to get my own hoops for just $99. Gold hoops are my number one jewelry go-to. And right now, hoops in 14-karat white, yellow, or rose gold are only $99 at my favorite jewelry store, Marguerite's. Offer good while supplies last. Stop by today. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is conveniently located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road, and they're open 7 days a week. Bum, 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 bum,
bum. Mr. Sandman. Hey, this is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I know February has President's Day and Valentine's Day and probably some other great reasons to have a sale, but it's also my anniversary month, so we're having our month-long anniversary sale. No, not my store's anniversary. More important, my wedding anniversary, 45 years. To celebrate this amazing occasion, Mr. Sandman is discounting hundreds of beds and mattresses, Serta's, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and others must be liquidated to make room for new models. Fresh stock and floor samples are available at tremendous discounts off our regular sale prices. Wood and iron beds are on sale, many at well below original wholesale prices. We have a large inventory of adjustable bases on sale and in stock. Please visit us on the Atlanta Highway, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Another big deal, the Lehigh's Class of 70 is having their 50th reunion in May. Check with us on Facebook or call me at Mr. Sandman if you have not been contacted or if you know someone we need to contact. I know you'll regret it if you miss it.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in. We're going to lay off the national politics because I keep saying
fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Way too much. It's just too much fun. Though somebody called, real quick aside, and said what Bloomberg was referring to was a particular person in the royal family.
What was the topic? I missed it. What was it?
Elizabeth Warren said, Michael Bloomberg, we don't need to elect somebody who calls people
broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And it's like, well, when I heard that, I'm like, which women did he call fat broads and horse-faced lesbians? You dig in, he was talking about certain members of the British royal family.
Oh.
And when I thought about it, I'm like, given like the decades and generations of inbreeding, I'd imagine they do have a horse face.
Yes.
So, you know, anyway, yeah, about when right. Those sorts of attacks.
That's true, though.
There you go. You
know? I thought maybe it was about Elizabeth Warren. Yeah, maybe she thought he was talking about her.
I call her the fat free ranch of progressives.
Yes. Well, she's not fat. I can't say that about her.
Yeah.
No, she just. Blah.
Yeah,
just
Bernie's original ranch. And say what you will about ranch dressing. You might want to put it on salad. You might want to dip chicken fingers in it, whatever. But fat-free ranch is gross.
It's horrible.
And ironically, I think that the majority of consumers of fat-free ranch probably support Elizabeth Warren.
I can see that.
But here, Steve, let's get into the state politics and going on. I told you off air that yesterday we had on both Tommy Tuberville and Bradley Byrne. Where do you see this Senate race going now that we're only a few days out?
Well, it's a really good one. It's the marquee race on the ballot Tuesday week. It'll bring out a large crowd of voters. I sort of think Sessions is going to lead. I think it's a fight with Tuberville and Byrne to get in the runoff. And I don't know. And it looks to me you can almost follow the advertising and see the negative ads going against someone until they're moving up in the polls.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There's a direct correlation. And having said that, a lot of people, Joey, lament negative advertising. But if it didn't work, they wouldn't do it.
Exactly.
And it works. It's why people read People magazine. It's why people read National Enquirer.
Right.
I mean, they want to see negative things.
You're right.
They want to see their people talk negative about them. And so the thing that you'll see is that if you see a negative ad against somebody, what that tells me is Tuberville's moving in the polls, or is hanging in there pretty mm-hmm. good in the right. polls, because if you're looking at the ads, you notice that not only is Bradley Byrne gone negative on Tuberville, but so has Sessions.
Mm.
Sessions had a negative ad in the Birmingham media market yesterday, saying that it was pretty tough on Tuberville. Mm. So they're seeing some things too that obviously they were saving for the runoff.
Right.
That they, I mean, Tuberville's never been really scrutinized. He's never been in politics, doesn't know anything about politics, mm-hmm. and so he's not used to this. I told him when I met with him, I said, Coach, if you think SEC football is tough, you ain't seen nothing like that about politics. You wait till they get through with you.
I like to use kind of the personal markers of, like, what's somebody's personality? How forceful is it? And I have to say, Tommy Tuberville is one of the most charming candidates I've seen walk into this room.
He is really a great guy. You enjoy visiting with him.
Yeah.
You can't help but like the old guy. And he's worked hard. And I think he actually has enjoyed campaigning.
Yeah.
He's enjoyed, I mean, when you talk to him, he talks about how much he's enjoyed getting in that truck and riding out. He's found out where parts of the state were for the first time, and, you know, he's enjoyed meeting people. And I think it sort of surprised him what a personality he is.
Right.
You know, whenever I was with him a couple of times, he met with me for lunch, and I had him on my television show, and we had on my 30-minute television show I have on public television. We filmed here in Montgomery at the Rosa Parks building. I had him on my show, and we visited and have seen him twice since then. And his eyes light up like a normal, long-time Alabama politician who really, what I call the George Wallace syndrome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wallace liked the campaign. Wallace didn't really want to be governor. He's like running.
Right, okay.
He just like shaking hands and yeah. running and getting on television.
Shaking hands and kissing babies.
And talking politics and getting in that. It was like play to him.
Yeah.
I think this is a new little game for Tuberville, and he's sort of enjoying it.
Exactly.
You know, and he seems to be enjoying meeting people. So, therefore, I think probably that if you see Sessions going negative, you know, that may tell you that Tuberville's in better shape than people may think he is. Although I don't think he's caught Sessions.
Right.
I think if you made me guess right now, I would say it's probably 33-26-21.
Okay.
Would be my guess. Now, that's not scientific. That's just my guess.
But that's still, if that's the breakdown, let's just say for the sake of argument, that is the breakdown. That's really bad for Sessions if, say, it's Sessions
yeah.
and Tuberville in the runoff. You combine, I'm sure most of Bradley's people go with Tuberville, I'd imagine.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I don't know really? If that's necessarily the case. You know, I hate to overemphasize money.
Hmm.
But money is the mother's milk of politics. And what I look at is who has the money. I think once the numbers come in, and let's say you probably got 15% that break, you probably have, if indeed Tuberville and Byrne attack each other like they've got to do,
mm-hmm.
if they've got to get in second place, they've got no other alternative but to attack each other.
Right.
So it's hard for somebody who likes, you mentioned an example.
Oh, yeah, yesterday.
Yesterday, when somebody called in and says, yeah. I'm not going to vote for Bradley Byrne because he's said this disingenuous thing about Tuberville.
Right.
Well, that's going to happen the next 10 days. You're going to have Tuberville and Byrne going each other. And a lot of times people will not kiss and make up. And Sessions is sitting over here, you know, and he's the only reason Sessions does not move up into the 40s, there's still a tentativeness about the Trump thing,
right?
That's still hanging over his head, but once they have a choice, and they say, well, you know, he has been there, he's been around a while, he's, you know, and but here's the key: if the numbers say come in at 40, and the second place first is at 27, the money's going to gravitate to that 40% guy.
That makes sense.
You see, the money's going to flow to Jeff mm-hmm. Sessions in the runoff, and if Tuberville is in the runoff, or Bernie, for that matter, they're going to get outspent 3-1.
And there could very easily be much more negative stuff coming their way. Mm-hmm.
It would be.
Yeah.
There's some things, and they haven't brought out yet.
Well, and why do you, let's dig into that a little bit. Why do you think negative ads work? I was actually having this conversation with my brother last night, and I think too many people very quickly go, oh, people are dumb. It's low information, I think, is a little more accurate.
Yeah.
But it can be like, here's how my most charitable read is that people are busy. And people are cynical about politics.
Exactly.
So when you hear something in the middle of your busy day that, oh, that guy actually turns out to a hypocrite and has been lying, you kind of go, yeah, I thought that the whole time.
What it does is it keeps someone from voting.
Yeah.
What will happen is, let's say that someone likes Bradley Byrne or someone likes Jeff Sessions, and they see a negative ad, and say, well, he's just a crook like the rest of them.
Right.
You know, so I ain't going to vote for any of them. I'm just not going to vote.
Yeah.
And they know that. The media person who's designing the ad knows that he's not going to get you to vote for
going to cancel that
Eddie. But right. It's just going to get you not to vote.
I wouldn't vote for Eddie anyway.
But what I'm saying, but let me tell you, you asked the question, and I've always wondered this over the years, why negative ads work. There is a direct correlation. You can see someone going up on the air. Well, you saw it in the Byrne campaign. He was sitting around 10 or 12, but he had a big media buy for about 30 days, actually.
Right.
And he moved him to 21. He's hanging in there at 21. He hadn't gone backwards, but if someone goes negative on him, he will go backwards. There's a direct correlation. But let me tell you, I had a chance. I'm old enough that I knew George Wallace. Wallace, whether you like him or not, he was definitely a demagogue. If Wallace could walk in a room without taking a poll, nowadays politicians take a poll, and whatever the poll tells them to say, they'll say it.
Right.
That's the way you win elections.
Okay.
You go get the best media person in the country that you can put forward, and you get the best pollster, and they work congruently. And the pollster will say, okay, everybody in Montgomery is mad about this toll bridge or Mobile or something like that.
Right.
So you say, oh, I'm against the toll bridge. You know, this is what you got to say.
Right.
You run for Congress in the first district. Or if I can guarantee you one thing you'd do, if I was running anybody's campaign in a Republican primary in Alabama, if they're running for dog catcher or U.S. senator, the first thing I'd do is have them pictured next to Nancy Pelosi. I'd have them kissing her.
Right.
I'd have them kissing Nancy Pelosi and Buttigieg is what I'd do. I'd have them kissing both of them. You know, if I was running somebody's campaign, because I've never seen anybody as disliked as Nancy Pelosi is in this state, or probably the entire South or any Republican area of the country. But having said that, I'm going back to my Wallace thing. If Wallace walked into a room without taking a poll, he had the instinctive political intelligence to know what 50% wanted. And
he'd read a room, yeah.
And he was such a demagogue that he'd walk in the room and half the folks in there were naked. He'd be the first one to get beef and nudity. He'd be the first one to get naked. If he said, okay, it looks like 51% are naked in here, I'm going to get naked too. You know, I'm going to say I'm for nudity in this room. All of us nudists ought to vote together. And we ought to go to Washington and be against all the nudists up there. And all the nudists ought to go to Washington and tell them Washington hypocrites that we ought to be nude up here.
I know that's an example, but that was the case. I'd go to more of these forums. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that's right.
But Wallace told me one time, he said, talking about negative ads, he says, Steve, more people vote against somebody than vote for them.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's
why negative ads work.
Well, and that's life, isn't it? It's much easier to focus on what's wrong with life and what's wrong with the world and the country.
That's why I read People Magazine.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I read National Enquirer.
Right.
I mean, if you believe that stuff in National Enquirer, something's wrong with you.
Exactly.
I mean, you're pretty gullible if you believe. I see those things in the tabloids and I go through a grocery line, and I just start laughing.
But
I mean, it's just the most bizarre stuff I've ever seen in my life.
You're right. Except the National Enquirer on a lot of things is ahead of the game. But some of their headlines have been so outlandish, especially on politicians or movie stars, things like that. And then you find out a couple years later, hey, that was true.
Yeah. Well, the big example? Was it John Edwards, who was the Veep candidate?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sometimes it does end up being true, but it's a weird human thing. It's human nature. Like, you can get a lot of people to agree on what's wrong,
yes.
But it's very difficult to get people to agree on, like, what we're going to all do together.
Well, I kind of think human
nature.
Well,
you also said that something, too, that people do have a little jaundice eye at someone who is in politics.
Yeah. Right.
And they assume that there's something flawed with them, and that they're, you know, if you bring it out, they're lying. We caught them in a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Or we caught them doing this. Or I'm for nudity and they ain't get naked, you know.
Right.
Whatever you want to say.
A lot of times the human condition, I hate to say it, but you take joy in other people's failure.
And, oh, yeah. Exactly.
That's I hate it that way. That's
why people watch Jerry Springer.
Exactly.
Like,
that's
not,
right.
At least I'm not as messed up as those folks.
Exactly right. Make yourself feel better.
Now, Steve, I want to ask kind of, since we're talking about ads, like this cycle, who would you say, whether it's, you know, the congressional races or the Senate race, who's had the best ad in your mind?
You know, I think all of them have had pretty good ads. To be honest with you, I've been pretty impressed by the ads this time. Let me think about who I think had the best one. Sessions' ads are not that good. This last negative ad he has about Tuberville is not really that. I don't. Maybe he's got the best Washington people in the country running his stuff, but they look a little hazy. Maybe it's that's the in vogue thing now. They look a little hazy on the television. I don't know why. Maybe people watch it more or something.
Right.
Burns' ads are clearer. I mean, as far as not the context, but the texture,
right.
The visibility. Let's see. Of course, Coleman's had good ads. He's had good ads and bad ads here in the congressional district. I actually thought two of the underdog candidates in that race had extremely good TV ads, and if they had had the money or had the money given to them, they could have been dangerous. Troy King's ad with his mama I thought was good.
That was a really good ad.
And I thought Jessica Taylor's ad is really good.
Yeah,
I liked her ad, huh?
With the flamethrower?
Well, that's good ad, and also her initial biographical ad with the basketball.
Oh, yeah, put me in the game.
Was good. I'm surprised she was up on television. I didn't know she could raise that kind of money. But if she could raise money or had the money to run those two ads, she could be dangerous. And I was talking with someone yesterday that thinks she may run second.
Is that right?
That didn't make sense to me. Because those ads caught my attention, both of them. You know, in the backward shot and you know, all that stuff, and the idea of taking on the progressive
squad. She comes across wholesome, too.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
She comes across real wholesome and believable. But I don't think she has the resources to sustain that. I don't know that. But having said that, I think Jeff's going to win that race.
I agree.
I don't think he wins by a runoff, though. But the same scenario is going to occur in the runoff, Joey, in that race that occurs in the Sessions and either Tuberville Burn race, is that if Sessions and Coleman, let's say Coleman gets 45%,
okay,
and Troy King's second at 20%, well, who's going to give Troy King any money?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, he ain't giving none, any already. He ain't raising any money already.
Right.
He sure ain't going to raise any money then. And all Coleman's got to do is stroke another check for $500,000.
That's exactly
right. And then he'll do it. You know? If you give money to Coleman's opponents, then all these endorsements and all these people backing Coleman, are you really wanting to go up against them all the way to the top to Shelby?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so, anyway, the Sessions thing may happen, too. I think the powers that be in Washington in the Republican hierarchy are for Sessions. And so if indeed it gets close, they'll pour the money to him.
Right.
He's had $3 million, but he hadn't had the enormous amount he might have in a runoff.
But he has a pretty good war chest of his own, doesn't he?
He had $2.5 million, and he only raised $1 million. His performance and his fundraising has a little bit downgraded my assessment of his campaign a little bit. I figured at this point in time he'd be around 40 and running away with the field, and I figured that he would have about $3 million ready for the last 10 days. He's got plenty of money, and it's probably coming in without the report showing it.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably... If Washington sees that somebody's getting close to him, that's why the ad started this morning in Birmingham, negative against Tuberville.
It's kind of getting ahead of the game if Tommy ends up being in that runoff.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
They keep trying. He may be on their heels.
Oh, true. Well, we presented yesterday the Club for Growth poll that came out showed Tuberville leading.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. It may be that's what tells me is that if Sessions' campaign is going negative, Tubville's better shape than people think he is.
Right.
He comes across as being tough, too.
Yes.
In this day and time, national politics, and because of Trump's demeanor, and rightfully so, and the huge divide partisanship in this country. I mean, you are either in the far left,
right.
A left-wing, pinko, San Francisco liberal Democrat
right.
that really believes you're a socialist or a communist or whatever you want to call right. you, who believes in abortion on demand, you know, gays marrying everybody in the world, everything. You know, since they believe everything.
Right.
And the conservatives only watch Fox News, and they think, this is where do they live?
Right.
What country is that, are they coming from? I mean, like, they're running for president of Russia or something? I mean, you know, most Republicans think that, and they ain't far off the base.
Well, it's a different culture.
The Democratic Party, George Wallace used to run around the country running for president, and he'd say that a dime's worth the difference in the political parties. Well, he couldn't say that with a straight face today.
Not nowadays.
Right.
And that, you know, you going back that race 60 years. Let me bring up something about presidential politics. 60 years ago this year, in 1960, was the Kennedy-Nixon race for president. It's before both of y'all were born, probably. But it was the first time that television had become a big medium. Radio was the medium. It was the only medium.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Newspaper. Newspapers and radios were the only medium, much less television, much less social media.
Sure.
In that year, let me bring out some interesting points. John Kennedy won that race with television. He came on television. He understood the importance of that new medium. Richard Nixon was probably going to win that race as the incumbent vice president under Ike Eisenhower. He'd been Eisenhower's vice president for 8 years. But he was used to old-timey politics where you got out and shook hands and went all over the country making speeches. And he didn't take the televised debate seriously.
Mm.
Or he was coming to him. But he showed up at the NBC studios. He'd been campaigning 18 solid hours. Nixon had a ordinary heavy beard. He had a terrible heavy beard, as some men do.
Sure.
You know, their beard's heavier than others.
Yeah.
That's not conducive for television.
Right. No, it's not.
And he had not shaved since 5 that morning. He'd been out campaigning and working shift changes in swing states. And he arrived. He also had a horrible case of phlebitis. He was in a lot of pain at the closing days of the campaign, the debate. He'd been campaigning 18 hours. He had not shaven. He refused makeup.
Oh,
which it made him look totally sinister.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his 5 o'clock shadow was. Plus, he was not used to television. He glared at Kennedy. He looked like he wanted to kill him. You know, he just glared at him and got upset. And he bumped his knee coming out of his car, coming to the New York studios of NBC. He did horribly. Kennedy won that race on television. Kennedy, by the other's hand, was a 40-something-year-old guy who took it. He knew how important those debates were.
Right.
He went to Hyannisport for one solid week, got off the campaign trail, studied up for the debates, tanned. He came tanned, relaxed, mm-hmm. rested. He ate Nixon's lunch that day. But the other thing about that race, there are two things. Television became the medium in 1960, and Kennedy knew how to use it, and it was the first one to. That race is. History says that race was won on television. People who listened to it on the radio said Nixon won the debate.
Huh.
He was more knowledgeable.
Yeah.
He had been vice president, he'd been a United States senator before Nick Kennedy, but he was more knowledgeable. And everybody who listened to the radio, the old-timey people who didn't have a television yet, they said Nixon won the debate. But anybody who watched television, there wasn't any question who won that debate. But the other thing is, the age of our candidates now. John Kennedy was 43 years old when he was sworn in as president.
Man.
All right, let me give you some examples. Trump's 73.
Yep. Right.
He will be 74. Bloomberg's 76. Biden's 79. Sanders is 79. I'm getting up in age, but that's still pretty old.
Right.
That's old to be president. I was just watching Fox News, and even Trump, who is in fabulous shape for a 73-year-old guy, you can tell, because I do this, tall people will sometimes slump.
Right.
And you're real, you're even more careful about, you move slower, and you watch your steps better. If you watch him, he's very careful walking down steps. You know, it's just age.
Yes, it is.
And I notice it by my age catching up with
these,
me.
These steps out here. You know, behind the
stairs up the studio. Yeah.
Watch where you step better. And I watch myself getting up in the night. I look in the mirror. I say, my God, I walk like an old man. You know, and I go to the bathroom all night, too, so I see myself quite often. You know what I'm saying? I say, golly, I'm stooping over and walking like an old man. Well, I mean, you've got some old guys running for president. Well, and Liz Warren's in her 70s.
Well, I try not to, because I'm really not trying to be a young punk, but I think this last few years, there's been less generational turnover, if I could put it that way, where folks in their 70s and even into their 80s in the Senate are continuing to run the show. And where in generations past, there would be a change much quicker.
Well, in the Democratic Party, you know, we had Yang. We had several younger people.
Right.
But they just never made the cut.
Right.
They couldn't get enough money behind them. And I hate it because some of them actually had ideas that I could relate with. And nothing against older people, but again, I love older people to death, but I don't like my great-grandmother making decisions that affect me daily.
Yeah, I hear you. We got to hit a break here. 272-9228. This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender. Steve Flowers in the house. And Steve, I'm having a lot of fun. This is a good discussion. Yeah. Really enjoying this. Y'all want to join in on the conversation? 272-9228. You play and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you. You're going to choke on it too. You're going to lose that smile. Because all the while, I could see for miles.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ever work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance? C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down. And your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today. 799-1284.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Number 15033.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I don't believe it. Not for a minute. You're under the guns. Are you taking on the road?
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. 272-9228. Joey Clark here, your host. Eddie Bader alongside me. Steve Flowers in the house. And, Steve, we were just talking off air about the difference between, you know, the 60s, 2020, and kind of the progression of how politics is done. You just mentioned that Trump really enjoys campaigning. And actually, just for an example, folks, this is Trump, I believe, last night talking about the Democratic candidates. Just listen to how much fun he's having.
And I don't know if anybody watched last night's debate. It got very big ratings. And you know what? Mini Mike didn't do well last night. I was going to send him a note saying, it's not easy doing what I do, is it?
I love that.
It's not easy, Mike. Not easy for any of them. Now, Mike didn't do too well. He went way down. It's all right. Mini Mike. How about Klobuchar? Did you see her? She choked. She choked.
She choked.
He's doing a choking pantomime.
She choked. She couldn't breathe. Alfred E. Newman looked at her and said something slightly derogatory. And she said, are you accusing me of being dumb? Who would make a statement like that? Because that's really what he was doing, but he doesn't want to say that. No, how about that? Are you saying I'm dumb? That was the end of her campaign in my book, you know.
That's just a minute and a half of that big rally. It really is comparable to a stand-up comedian or Norm MacDonald, the comedian, pointed this out. It's like Trump's funny like a wrestler. It's like his whole presentation and personality is what's funny about him. Mm-hmm. And it's almost a weird type of transparency. It's a classic George Carlin joke, Steve, where one guy says to the other, that Bill Clinton's full of crap. And then the other guy looks back and goes, well, at least he's honest about it. And there's something to Trump where even when he's being hyperbolic and ridiculous, and it gives you a sense that, no, that's who that guy is.
That's who he is.
Even in the Oval Office meeting privately, I think it really works. You wanted to make a point comparing the age, like 1960 to 2020.
Well, you bring out a good point. I wanted to comment about this, about the entertainment aspect. And, politicians really are entertainers.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump had the experience being on television on the show he had and everything. And he'd become an entertainer. So he was a well-known entertainer. In my book I wrote about 4 or 5 years ago that came out called Goats and Governors, 6 Decades of Colorful Political Stories, I tell stories about our colorful political past in the state. And I make this comment in a preliminary way that the South has had the most colorful political characters in the country, like Trump. Not Trump's not a Southerner, but our politicians were our entertainers because we had no entertainment in the South.
Hmm.
We had no major league sports.
True.
So our politicians were our entertainers. They would come to the courthouse square with a country band and sing and dance with them.
I never thought about that.
And they were entertainers. And you're talking about being colorful now. Trump's colorful and everybody's colorful, but nobody compares to our legendary Big Jim Foltz.
I was just going to say, what about Jim Foltz?
And the Southern, we had every state had them. Louisiana had Huey Long and Earl mm-hmm. Long. If you ever want to see one of the funniest, best political movies you ever want to see, is Blaze, where Earl Long dates a stripper named Blaze Starr in New Orleans. It is the best, funniest thing. And he was just so colorful. He'd just say or do anything. Big Jim was there to do anything. The Bilbos in Mississippi were the same way. The Talmadges in Georgia were the same way. You know, they were just colorful, gregarious. They'd say, Big Jim used this line, but he stole it from the Talmadges. Big Jim would literally campaign in rural areas where he was popular with his country band. He was 6'9".
Yeah.
He'd get barefoot. He had a 17 shoe. He'd dance with the band and say, you know Big Jim's going to steal a little bit. I just ain't going to steal as much as the rest of them. I ain't going to steal as much as those big mules been stealing from y'all for years. And those farmers would sit there with their overall, yes, sir, he's telling it like it is. He ain't lying. Big Jim's going to steal. I want to steal a little bit, but I'm going to steal for you and you and you. Them big mules been stealing y'all from y'all all these years, and Big Jim's going to build y'all a farm-to-market road. I'm going to steal from them big mules to give y'all that road. But still, Big Jim's gonna make a little bit too. You know, he gonna get his little beak wet a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, they just campaign like that.
That reminds me so much of that movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? You remember towards the end,
same
there,
thing.
Where they got the governor in there, and then they run him out on a rail. Literally,
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I love one of my favorite lines because the irony of it's so great is when he recognizes who the Soggy Bottom Boys are.
Yeah,
and he goes, I have it on good authority that these boys desecrated a fiery cross last
night.
That's
right. Yeah, he was at the rally.
Oh, it's just
Big Jim was a colorful, but Trump has that same colorful flair. You know, not as much. He can't quite say, but he almost does. He says things about like Big Jim, and people, it's earthy and people like it.
Exactly.
You know, and they think well. And they like Trump because they don't think he ain't stealing any money from him, I don't think.
No.
I don't think he's stealing any money. And so, you know, that'll get you every time if you have to steal any money. Back to that presidential race, though, I mentioned the age difference of the presidential candidates. John Kennedy was 43, and whoever wins the president this time is going to be in the mid to late 70s. But also, you know this, knowing politics, that the Hays in the barn in a presidential race because of the electoral college system in 40 out of 50 states.
Yeah.
Now, they'll raise money in California and New York, but they won't campaign in California and New York because if Donald Duck is a Democratic nominee, he's going to carry California and New York.
Exactly.
It don't matter. But by the same token, if Mickey Mouse is the nominee of the Republican Party, he can drive down Dexter Avenue, butt naked, he's still going to carry Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it don't matter.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Mickey Mouse is going to carry. So they ain't going to campaign here. There's a place in Florida that is some I-10 or I-something. What's that interstate around Orlando, St. Petersburg, Tampa, some corridor? It's been everybody in the world lives there that moved from up north. That corridor will have almost $25 million spent in their media market.
There you go.
In a presidential race. It boils down to 10 states. So back when Nixon and Kennedy were running in 1960, they campaigned in 40 out of 50 states.
Right.
Now they'll campaign in probably 8 or 10, probably 8 states that really matter.
Exactly.
There's only 8 states that matter in a presidential race. Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and a couple others, you know.
And then Trump's made the Democrats do the extra work of having to defend the so-called Rust Belt, defend Michigan, defend Wisconsin, defend even Minnesota, of all places. Like, it's remarkable how he stretched the map. And he has changed the Republican Party. It's this populist message. And actually, it's created an entry. It's Trump's party for sure. And after this impeachment, they're definitely unified. But if you look under the hood at the philosophy and what's motivating, it's a little different than, say, the message of Reagan.
Let me tell you something else, too. I'm watching in this presidential race, and I think there's something to be said for this. I think it actually occurs. I think if Trump is reelected, and I think he will be, especially if the Democrats nominate somebody like Bernie Sanders or Buttigieg or something like that, I think the Democrats are aware that that's why they're looking for a pragmatic candidate.
Mm-hmm.
So I think pragmatically with Biden fading, the hierarchy is going to move to Bloomberg because he can finance and can possibly – he's not a socialist.
There you go.
I mean, America's not quite ready for a socialist. Those Rust Belt Northern retirees from unions, they don't want to change their health insurance,
exactly.
For one thing, much less their system – they want to retire in Florida. They worked hard, and they want to go live in that triangle of Florida where everybody's moving to. But anyway, there are only about 10 states that matter in a race. But the point is that they will campaign in just those areas. But the one thing I'm watching in this race, and I think it actually occurs, normally speaking, a Republican presidential candidate will only get about 5 to 6% of African-American voters.
Right.
But if anybody is objective about this presidency of Donald Trump, it has been a successful administration on every front.
Yes.
Especially if you're a business person or a Republican. The tax cuts they enacted in his first year have caused this economy to be so robust. This is the best economic era this has been a long time. And it's really, but it's almost a correlation to Trump's administration.
Oh, definitely.
It's when it's picked up. There are a large number of African Americans who've done well financially.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And even though a lot of people vote race, economics is what the driving factor in voting is. So you've got some affluent people who are African Americans who have made a lot of money under Trump's administration, and that's where the growth in the Republican Party vote may be, is in affluent African Americans.
Absolutely, especially with, you know, rising out of the middle class to upper middle class, mm-hmm. and you might be younger than, say, mm-hmm. you know, older black women who are more in, like, Joe Biden's camp.
Exactly.
And, yeah, I think there is a chance for him to really break that coalition the Democrats have had for so long. It doesn't take much of
it's
a
It's economics.
Yeah,
yeah, it's about your billfold and your checkbook. And if you've got a young professional African-American who's 40 years old who says, look, my 401K and my retirement system's gone up, has doubled.
Right.
You know, I don't know if I want to go to socialism.
Right.
You know.
Well, not only that, I don't remember the politician who said it, but were you better off 4 years ago than you are now?
There you go.
You know, were you better off?
If you had the money in the stock market, you are.
That's right.
We got to hit another break. 272-9228. More news and views with Joey Clark, Eddie Bader, Steve Flowers after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Business report. Stocks are losing ground with continued concerns about the impact of the coronavirus on the global economy. Coca-Cola says it will have an impact on its business, though it expects to meet its goals for the year. Sales of previously owned homes declined 1.3% in January. The National Association of Realtors says sales were impacted by high prices and limited supply. Another report indicates manufacturing continued to improve this month, but at a slower pace than January. The IHS Market Manufacturing Index declined in February from January. U.S. Cellular has selected Samsung Electronics to provide network solutions for its 5G and 4G LTE network solutions. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Logan is back, and she's exclusively on Fox Nation with an unflinching look at the border crisis.
What I care about is one thing, the truth.
And she's taking on the mainstream media, tackling the issues that matter to America, one story at a time.
This is me at my core.
No bias, no nonsense. Lara Logan has no agenda. The must-see docuseries is available now, only on Fox Nation. Start your free trial at foxnation.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Definitely feels like February out there today. A chilly day, a breezy day. High temperature up to about 51, but bright sunshine, that helps. Clear, cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 29 by first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, cool sunshine, but a nice day. Saturday's high, upper 50s. Sunday's high in the low 60s. I think we're dry during the day Sunday, but a chance of rain again on Sunday night into Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed-release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% AutoPay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
A hug, a kiss, and a card were nice, but I'm headed to Marguerite's to get my own hoops for just $99. Gold hoops are my number one jewelry go-to, and right now, hoops in 14-karat white, yellow, or rose gold are only $99 at my favorite jewelry store, Marguerite's. Offer good while supplies last. Stop by today. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is conveniently located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road, and they're open 7 days a week. Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at America's Car Mart on Eastern Boulevard for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228. This hour of the program brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. Kind of the closing moments here, but Steve Flowers in the studio. This hour's flying by, Steve. I'm really enjoying this. We got to have you back more often. Like, I know we've got a regular schedule here going on into this year, but even if you got an extra day, I'd love to have you back by.
I'd love it. Enjoy it. Though back to the presidential race a little bit. Ed and I were talking about off the air about the 40 states being in the barn and 10 swing states, and those 10 states are pivotal. But the bigger thing is that the country is totally divided, almost 50-50, and there really is a divide. We talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
So the key to any election, polling indicates, if you take a poll, and I think it's accurate, that says that, you know, if you see polls, you know, on Fox News, it says that the majority of people say that this that they like the Democrat. But the whole key to it, and Trump and his campaign knows this, a poll is a picture of the entire electorate. That means 20-year-olds to 75-year-olds. Well, it's those who show up to vote that counts.
Exactly right.
So that's why you see him having these rallies to fire up their base. And there's also a direct correlation to the impeachment deal that Democrats did. It is totally supercharged Trump's numbers.
Mm-hmm.
It has really fired up the Republican base. And Pelosi knew that. If you recall,
she didn't really want to.
We are not going to do this. Playing right into their hands. So that whole thing is going to accrue to the Republicans' favor. Now, the Democrats are just totally shooting themselves in the foot with this primary, with the impeachment, and this sort of thing. Trump's vulnerable. But they're playing right into his hands.
Well, and I'm a good example. Just me and my person. I was honest on these airwaves years ago. I didn't vote for Trump. I was skeptical of him. I didn't vote for Hillary either. But I've been kind of drag kicking and screaming into his arms. I do find him entertaining.
Yeah,
he is funny. But then the way the Democrats have behaved on the impeachment front and on the Russia narrative and how it's continued even after Mueller, it's just driven me so crazy that I'm like, well, I'm going to vote for Trump now. Because of what y'all have done.
Exactly. They overplayed their hand with the impeachment thing. That Russia thing, that's not resonating.
Nuh-uh.
But people think, are you crazy? Do you think I believe that?
Right. Do you feel like Pelosi was forced into doing the
thing? That liberal group that came in there, they demanded it.
That's what I figured, too. But she's going to lose her position either way now.
I don't know if they lose the House. I don't know.
You don't think so?
I don't know the Democrat. I think they lose the presidency. I think Trump wins the presidency.
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure that... I'm not sure that the Democrats lose the House. I think they lose numbers, though.
Right.
I think they lose some numbers. But the country is so divided that those people in California, Schiff and all them and Pelosi, they really don't care. They just like seeing themselves on television and their constituents seeing them being hate Trump.
I can see that.
That's all they're doing. It's just they're politicians. They're playing to their base, which brings me to the whole election is playing to your base, getting your people to vote. It's not what the entire country's polls say. It's who shows up on November the 3rd and March 3rd, who comes to the polls. And generally speaking, that favors a Republican candidate because most Republican voters are older, and older people vote more than younger people
do. That's very true.
There you go.
I mean, that's just universal. That's been going. But that's just a fact of life. Someone 65 to 85 years old is retired.
They've got a little more time.
They've got nothing else to do. You take a 25 to 35-year-old, they're not even sure where their home is. I mean, they're trying to decide if they're going to be married. If they have gotten married, they're having a child. They got to get that child. The child's got bronchitis, and they got to get them to the soccer game.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to make ends meet. They got to find a job.
The only way you'll ever get young people more involved in politics is put an app on their phone that says you can vote via this app. Other than that, I hate to say it, but other than that, there's just no interest.
And given how that app worked in Iowa, I don't think we'll be doing that anytime soon. Now, we're essentially out of time here, but let's do this real quick. Only a few days out from the vote.